Hare Krishna. You will translate. Ah, Hare Krishna. So today we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10, The Battle Between the Demigods and Vritrasura, Text 7 and 8. So I part by part? Yes? So I just read Sanskrit with you, and after you translate. Shri Rishu Bacha Dharman Vashro Tukamena Dharman Vashro Tukamena Yuyame Pratya Dharita Yuyame Pratya Dharita Eshava Priyam Atmana Eshava priya atmana Chajantam satya jamyaha Chajantam satya jamyaha. Please. Shri Shuvacha. The great saint Dadichi said, Dharmam, the principles of religion, va from you. Shrotu kamena, by the desire to heart, to hear. Yayam, you. Me, by me. Pratyudahrita, replied to the contrary. Esha, this, va, for you. Priyam, dear. Atmanam, body. Tyajantam, leaving me anyway, today or tomorrow. Satyajami, give up. Aham, I. And I just read the Sanskrit of next verse. Yadruvatma natmana natha nadharmam nayasham pumam yetha bhuta dayayam sashochya stava vairip api. So the translation of 7 verse. The great sage Dadichi said, just to hear from you about religious principles, I refuse to offer my body at your request. Now, although my body is extremely dear to me, I must give it up for you better purposes, since I know that it will leave me today or tomorrow. The 8th verse. O demigods, one who has no compassion for humanity in its suffering and does not sacrifice his impermanent body for the higher causes of religious principles or eternal glory is certainly pitied even by the immovable beings. Purport Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this regard, a very excellent example was set by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis of Vrindavana. Concerning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.34, Tyaktva sudastya surepishita rajya lakshmim dharmishtaraya vachayat agataranam yam mayamrigam dayatya pishatam anvadhayvat Vande Mahapurusha Te Charana Ravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances into the lotus feet of the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He left his householder life, leaving aside his eternal consort, whom even the denizens of heaven adore. He went into the forest to deliver the fallen souls who are put into illusion by material energy. To accept sannyasa means to commit civil suicide. But sannyasa is compulsory, at least for every brahmana, every first-class human being. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very young and beautiful wife and a very affectionate mother. Indeed, the affectionate dealings of his family members were so pleasing that even the demigods could not expect such happiness at home. Nevertheless, for the deliverance of all the fallen souls of the world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasa and left home when he was only 24 years old. He lived a very strict life as a sannyasi, refusing all bodily comforts. Similarly, his disciples, the six Goswamis, were ministers who held excellent position in society, but they also left everything to join the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivasa Acharya says, Tyaktva turnamashesha mandalapati shrinim sadatu chavat Bhutva dina ganesha kaukarunaya kaupina gandhashrita. These Goswamis left their very comfortable lives as ministers, zamindars, and landed scholars and joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement just to show mercy to the fallen souls of the world. Dina ganesha kaukarunaya. Accepting very humble lives as mendicants wear no more than line clothes and torn quilts, kaupina kandha. They lived in Vrindavana and followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to excavate the Vrindavan's lost glories. Similarly, everyone else with a materially comfortable condition in this world should join the Krishna consciousness movement to elevate the fallen souls. The words Bhutta Dina Ma Bhutta Daya Maya Mrigam Daitya Peshitam and Dina Ganesha Kakarunaya all convey the same sense. These are very significant words for those interested in elevating human society to a proper understanding of life. One should join the Krishna consciousness movement following the examples of such great personalities as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, and before them the great sage Dadichi. Instead of wasting one's life to temporary body comforts, one should always be prepared to give up one's life for better causes. After all, the body will be destroyed. Therefore, one should sacrifice it for the glory of distributing religion principles through the world. I a little bit introduced myself because it's my first time in Slovenia, Ljubljana, my first lecture here. My name is Devakinandana Das. I was born and grew in Vaishnava's family. My parents, they are devotees. They joined this movement little bit after when I was born in early 90s. And in Minsk, this is Belarusia. So I spent my childhood there with devotees. Then when I was 14 years old, I moved live to Brahmacharya Ashram in Minsk. And simultaneously I was educated in university, getting the to become a teacher, just to get education. And after 5 years, when I was 18, I moved to Kazakhstan, Almaty. My spiritual master, His Grace Chaitanya Chandra Charan Prabhu, he took me to Almaty, Kazakhstan. And 5 years I spent there distributing books and leading the education programs in whole region. Give the Bhakti Shastra programs, Bhakta programs, etc. And at this time I was also traveling with him, preaching. And at age 24 I changed my ashram, I married. So last 5 years I'm in Grihastha ashram, traveling also, having some my own programs, spent some times with my spiritual master, traveling with him, helping him, like his secretary. And since last year I become the head of Mayapur Institute in Mayapur. I become the Russian part leader, so I provide all the Bhakti Shastri courses in Mayapur for Russian speakers who speaks Russian, etc., and helping the English Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Abhava courses in Mayapur. And also I teach in Vrindavan in Hare Krishna. So I need your blessings to speak a little bit about this verse. Hare Krishna. This is interesting. The story about Indra and his offenses to one demon, who actually was not a demon, he was a pure devotee. His name was Kaho? Vritrasura, yes, he was Chitraketu in previous life. And Indra was defeated by Vritrasura. He doesn't know what to do, what I can find, how to act, and etc. And he knew that he needs to make a special vajra. Vajra means lightning. The Indra, he has this weapon of vajra, like, you know, in some movies you can see this, like some words from light. And Indra had this special vajra, and he can attack with these lightnings. This is vajra, and he was told that you need to get special adding to your vajra, because it will not affect on Vritrasura, but you need to find the Digi sage, and you can make from his bones your special vajra. So you can go and approach him and ask whether he like or no, but maybe he will give you his bones. So Indra, he comes here, and in these verses we see that how thinking this sage Dadichi. And you imagine the situation, somebody comes to you and asks, can you give me your bones please, I needed to kill some demon in this world. And of course we tell, you're crazy, go out, it's my own bones, it's my body, I need it, I will not give you even my finger. I need my finger. But we see in the Vedic time, when there's some are in a platform of knowledge, they understand the situation which is happening in the world. For example, there was one guy, Kalayavi, I think his name was. He was the disciple of Drona. But Drona didn't take him, and he just created the Murti of Drona and start worshipping to this Murti. And after, he was so great archer, even greater than Arjun. And when Arjun saw it, he told to Drona, my master, what's happened? You promised me that I will be the best archer in the world, but this guy is better than me. And Drona told him, wait a minute, I will speak with him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I see that you are very great in archer, and very great archer. Where you teach? Who is your teacher? And he told, you are my Guru Maharaj. No, I know you. I haven't disciple like you. No, I create your murti and worship it. Ah, understand? Yes, I understand. So what we can take from this? This means that spiritual master even doesn't know about his disciple. If disciple worship his spiritual master in proper way, he get all the blessings, all the benefits from spiritual master. Even spiritual master cannot know about his disciple. In previous times, spiritual masters, he just came to some village, spent 3 days there, give instructions, give diksha, and go out, and disciples take these instructions, take this diksha, and they grow spiritually. It depends of disciple. Yeah, for example, in Soviet countries in early 80s, no spiritual master, there was no coming to the country. It was not possible. But preaching was still going on. And the devotees was hiding in some flats, very, very carefully, very strictly, not to go to KGB, KHB. Yeah. And but they was following the principles, the practice of spiritual, and they were known that there is somewhere a spiritual master. And the spiritual master, they were given initiation by letter, descending letters. And you know, after it was breaking in, I suppose in 1990, it was breaking and it was open. No, Soviet Union was breaking in 1991. But they open it before 1 year, and spiritual masters start coming to the country, and they saw that there are hundreds of devotees there. When Hari Krishna Maharaj first came to Soviet, after this, it was 500 devotees meeting him with big kirtan in airport, and. Most of them, they didn't even see spiritual master. Once I heard from Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, he told that I first time saw Srila Prabhupada when I was second initiated already. He came to journaling, but just imagine, you have already two initiations and you never seen before your spiritual master. And there is a very beautiful verse. I forgot the Sanskrit. Yasya deve parabhakti radha deve tathagura tasya eta kathita hyartam prakashante mahatmanaha. That means that who believe in spiritual practice and spiritual master and the God, he get the all benefits from the scriptures. And so those times the level of knowledge was little bit other side. For example, this guy Archer, when Drona found out that he's his disciple, he told him, okay, I'm your guru, so that means that you have to give me some dakshina. Yes, Guru Maharaj, whatever you ask me, I will give you. And he told, give me your big finger from your right hand. He took the arrow and just cut out his finger. Yes. And after that, he cannot throw the arrows very good. He become, because without finger it's difficult to do, to be a good archer. And Arjuna become the first. But in his mind there was no problem. Oh, what is not humility way to give some dakshina? My finger, I have to give you my finger. I don't want. And this situation was the same. The Dadichi, he just was asked, but firstly he refused. He don't want. And in this particular verse he tells why he refused them firstly. Because he want to hear about Krishna a little bit, about Katha. Because they will start this explain what does it mean, why they need. And he want to hear a little bit about Krishna. Okay, now I'm satisfied. I've heard the Krishna Katha before. Now I can give you my bones. Because my consciousness now are clean. Like in Bhagavatam starts, the sages of Naimisharanya, they ask it, what is the method of how to act in this in Kali Yuga? And Bhagavata Kathai is the most powerful method how to be in Krishna consciousness. Just listen Bhagavatam Katha, just read Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the way how to act, how to stand Kali Yuga in this time. And after he gives his bones, no problem. You can give, and he tells them about not afraid of death. And Srila Prabhupada in his commentary, he gave the mood of all our movement. What is the mood of our movement? He explained the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, six Goswamis. Tyaktva Purnam. He tells that they even haven't got any material attachment, and they understand that this body is not just my thing, it's not just me. This is the bottoms of spiritual knowledge. that I am not this body, I am a soul. And it tells that, but we not just, you know, just destroy this body. We sacrificed this body to the Sankirtana movement. And he explains for an example of sannyas. What is means sannyas? And I was told to speak a little about brahmacharya happiness. And I want to connect this topic with, because particularly in purport Srila Prabhupada, he speaks about sannyasa. And in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna starts telling about two types of sannyasa and tyaga. And he tells that tyaga means when we refuse of our action. And sannyas means when we sacrifice our fruits, what we have, to Krishna. This means real sannyas. And in this, and Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, he puts this understanding of what he doing, giving sannyas to his disciples. Like I heard from Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, that firstly Srila Prabhupada started preaching through grihasthas. He sent three grihastha couples to England, and they have success. And then they preach to Beatles. They preach a lot. They have a center there. And that time Srila Prabhupada, he told that, so my Guru Maharaj, he make the army of sannyas, and I will make the army of grihasthas. And he start making grihasthas. But after some time, 2 years, I suppose, the grihasthas, they start divorce. A lot of divorces take place in movement. And Srila Prabhupada, he just don't know what to do with this, why they make divorces. And he find some suggestion what to do. Instead of divorces, he start giving them sannyas. Okay, if you want divorce, no more second marriage, take sannyas. And a lot of young people, they start taking sannyas. And we have one guru, spiritual master, whose name is Srila Trivikramaswami Maharaj. Have he ever been here? No. He visit 2 times a year Minsk, and he's 80 years old. He's one of the first sannyasis. When he took sannyasa, he was 14 sannyasi in our movement. Now he's second. Like earlier of him, now is only Japatak Maharaj taking sannyas. And he was only 2 years brahmachari, making sevas. And once he was making the massage to Srila Prabhupada. He was massaging him, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting, taking massage. And Srila Prabhupada asked him, so, do you want married? And he, I don't know. Okay, I ask another question. Do you, you like some girl from our temple? Am I right? Tell in English, yes. Do you like some girl in our temple? And he become a little bit ashamed. I don't know, Srila Prabhupada. Don't worry, tell the truth. I'm your spiritual master. Do you find some of our girls beautiful? And he told, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I think I like all our girls. All our ladies, they are all beautiful. I don't know what to do. And Srila Prabhupada starts laughing. Okay, tomorrow you'll get sannyas. And from this time till now, he's sannyasi. He gives in the morning, in the Mangalarti, he gives very big kirtan. The old Mangalarti is running. Then after Tulsi Puja, they running around the Tulsi R. And one pujari, usually he's standing and just carrying Tulsi, not to destroy it by devotees. And he has very like powerful japa, and he's going, acting with devotees. If someone starts sleeping, he take him, shaking, don't sleep. And after he has 2 hours Guru Puja Kirtan, and after 2 hours Guru Puja Kirtan is usually 20-minute Bhagavatam class, and the old days all day long he has darshans, some short rest in the midday, and the evening the old community, they usually come to the Gaurarati. And he gives such powerful 3 hours Gaurarati. And this is not just like this dancing kirtan. Now we usually chant old, like sitting kirtan. It's very spread it now to meditate. It's good. But he gives this like dancing kirtan. 3 hours dancing kirtan, all the devotees, all community dance, and he usually find the temple president or the regional secretary of capital. Because usually when devotees, he become a little bit like senior, it's difficult to dance because some problems with legs, with back, so many things to do, and he just kept and like, order to dance all, and it become madness. And 3 hours kirtan usually he give. He is 80 years old, and he all, and then after it's finished, he give maybe 30 minute class, Gita class about holy name, and he told us that this is the best the most saved place in this world is kirtan, the most safe place in kirtan. So according to happiness brahmachari, as I remember when I was brahmachari, the kirtan is the most like powerful happiness to Brahma. Good kirtan. If brahmachari ignore kirtans and cannot be happy during kirtans, it can show that he's some problems in his mind or he's become too busy. But this time of kirtan we should dance all together. We should do this. And Srila Prabhupada, he told us once that for brahmachari there is no need even to do some exercise. You just need to dance good in the kirtan and it will be your exercise. And you know, firstly Srila Prabhupada gave to the movement this Swami step, and all kirtans was like Swami step, Swami step. They, and Mataji was also giving Swami step, Swami step. And 1 year it was like this, and after on some Radha Yatra Srila Prabhupada start jumping. He's jumping and he lift his hands. And devotees, they saw that, oh, we can do even more than Swami step. And they start jumping. And for 1 day, this news spread it for all these contests. Srila Prabhupada jumping, we can jump at kirtans. And after, it was two ways how to dance. One was Swami step and another jumping. And after, it was more and more and more. When you see like Indrajumna Swami tools, the Matajis, they give so difficult dances during the Harinam. They're so beautiful, so nice. So kirtan should take the very important place in the brahmachari. Even not just brahmachari, but brahmachari especially. And once we were cleaning the kitchen after a huge feast, some program, maybe it was Gaura Puranima. And you know, when we were 20 brahmachari in ashram in Almaty, I was leading, I was leader, and we were sitting, and I have a list, so Sachisuta, Arjuna Valabha, Mukunda Murari, Bhakta Peter, Bhakta Vasya, you are 5 going to clean kitchen today. And they are, no. Who is next? Go cleaning kitchen. It was always like, because kitchen was, it was madness in kitchen. It was sabji and walls and all, it was halal everywhere, and you should take 4 hours maybe to clean this kitchen after a huge feast. And I saw that they have like no enthusiasm going to kitchen. And I was thinking, what can I do to clean this kitchen? What can I do to inspire them? Okay, firstly I can go with them. So they see that their leader are together with them cleaning. And I took some elder devotees with me and told them, let's go to help them to make it together because it is too much cleaning. And we came and we were 10 cleaning kitchen. And then I just start singing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they all start, and some start making the rhythm by knocking the pots. Some take and And after 5 minutes, we have a such big kirtan in this kitchen, and we were playing and this, you know, metal, it's quite. And some go out and bring mridanga, some bring harmonium, and we start just... When we have so big pots and big like cover of pots, metal, and like a... And it was so noisy, it was so powerful, it was chanting, and all the devotees from temple, they start coming down and looking, what is happening there? What is some nectar? Oh, they clean kitchen, let's help. And usually take us 4 hours, now it takes us only 1 hour to clean this kitchen. I even cannot see how it possible to, it just was all cleaned. And one Mataji Pujari, she came, what, Giriraj just jam. We have Giriraj deity in Almaty, big Giriraj, Govardhan Shila, and she told that Giriraj is jumping with your kirtan. Of course, we can see that not every day we have such a kirtan, but sometimes we should forget how long we are in this movement, who we are, like, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, even sannyasi can dance when he hear in the kirtan, even sannyasi. And once Niranjana Swami, he was giving a class maybe 15 years ago, he was reading this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he start laughing, even sannyasi can dance. And so in our movement we have the most dancing sannyasis, like it was His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami. We know him like a dancing sannyasi. He was always dancing with us, and this is great for intuitions. Also, brahmachari should have some time when they have some physical activities. Once I was come back from my tour with Gurudev, and I saw that all ashram was like in a low emotion, they was all tired, no enthusiasm. I was, what's happened? Let's make Bhagavatam for us. And I don't know what to do, and I asked my Gurudev what to do, and he asked me when last time they have a rest. I don't know, they have rest every day. No, he asked, when you have some physical rest, take them and go to some lake. And okay, we make this two buses, make the balls, and go to the lake. And you know, the old day the brahmacharya was playing, the game is called elephant. You know what does it mean? This is very hard man's game, when one team... Another team should jump on their backs, and when another team jump to the backs of the first team should go with another team. And the brahmachari was playing this game, this playing like with balls. And after they come back, they was totally happy. Wow, let's make sankirtan. They need these activities, just like sports, etc. It's good for them. So in Srila Prabhupada's time, it was easy to take sannyasa. You even can just come to Srila Prabhupada and tell Srila Prabhupada, I won't preach, can I take sannyasa? And he can tell, okay, no problem. There was two young boys, 18 years old, both, and they came to Srila Prabhupada in England and asked Srila Prabhupada, we want to go to Muslim countries to preach. Maybe we can get sannyasa for this. And he said, okay, no problem. Go Shyama Sundara. It was his secretary. Tell him that tomorrow he should prepare 2 complex for sannyasa clothes and 2 dandas. But they said, okay. And they approached Shyama Sundara, Prabhu, Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada told that you need, what? Go out of here. You're just 18 years old. You want sannyasa? No, I don't believe. And they come back to Prabhupada and told Srila Prabhupada he doesn't want to prepare what you sell. And he told, please call Shyama Sundara. Shyama Sundara came, Prabhupada, why you don't want? But they only 18 years. And so what? Give them sannyas. I won't give them sannyas. Shyama Sundara, but Shyama Prabhupada, you see, after 1 year they will left. No matter, I won't give them sannyas. And he gave. And of course, after 1 year, they left the sannyas. But still, it was preaching movement, preaching mood, very big. Now, one spiritual master told, it's easier to go to Goloka Vrindavana than to get sannyasa in ISKCON. It's easier to get to spiritual world than you get sannyasa in ISKCON. They will have all, they will scan all your life, all your things, they will scan all you, they will scan your horoscope, whatever they can scan, they will scan it, and they will control you, they will give you 5 years maybe wait, and you will be for looked, whatever you go, they will look with the microscope, how was after you go in here. So what is, I have few friends, few, not just my senior friends, who become a sannyasi, and when they took the sannyasi, they were finally it ended. We were making one sannyasa ceremony for one devotee in Russia. I was making this ceremony, this fire sacrifices. And this is ceremony described in book which was written by one of six Goswami. His name is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He wrote two books. One especially for Grihasthas, it's called Satkriya Saradipika, and one he wrote for sannyasis, it's called Samskara Dipika. And this is 10 samskaras which this man who goes through sannyasa should go through. And for example, if in your horoscope you can find the date of your death, in Vaishnava this date of death can mean sannyasa time. So if you check your horoscope and you find that in 2-10 years you should die, maybe it's mean that in 2 years you will accept sannyas. And the children in horoscope also can mean the disciples. For example, my spiritual master, he has in his horoscope a lot of children with his wife, but they have only one daughter. But he tell that I have a lot of spiritual children with my wife. So this is like act with Vaishnavas. It's little bit change. And we make this ceremony, and it was like we feel change, that when once took sannyas, he dies for this world. It's death. And after death he doesn't have connection with this material world. He only should preach his only wish. And he got this stick which called danda, and 4 sticks inside, and 5/5 is the paramatma, but we call it 3 dandi, but there is actually 4 sticks inside, but we call it 3 dandi somehow. Why 4 sticks? 3 is means that he dedicate his body, his mind and his speech, and 4 sticks means jiva. And these 4 together, they tied. And 5th, like 5 small sticks, it put in the top of danda, and it symbolizes the paramatma. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told, this is the special weapon to cut off the heads of Mayavadi. So the Vaishnava sannyasi, he can use his danda to beat Mayavadis, if you see. It can be used like this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, sometimes he used his danda like this. And in previous times, when in I think in Madhava Sampradaya, before they get the sannyas, they make a like this with firewood the place. And this man who took the sannyas, he take the clothes of a dead man, and he lie on this firewood, and this symbolizes that now they burn his material body, and after he get up and going out from this woods, and they burn it and it start fire, and they all see how his material body is fire this, and when he stand up and go out, this means he died now, he's dead, but then he should take bath in a sacred place. And after he take bath and go out, it means that he take again born. he born again like a sannyasi. So he dead, he lied on this, stand up, they fire at this place, and he goes, and this special time, maybe it take 10 minutes, 15 minutes between, he stand up from this woods and go take bath. In these special times, no one should look at him, because he, it's mean that now he hasn't got a body. And only after he take bath and go out from this, he take like a new body. And then he got a special name, a special cloth. This cloth called Bahir Vas. What does it mean? Bahir Vas means одежда. Bahir means no special things. So Bahir Vas, this is the our dhoti, but without this back catch. Yes, back catch. Just like dhoti, this Bahir Vas. This means the very simple. And he take a special extra cloth which calls kaupina. And before he takes kaupina, in kaupina installed special demigods. We make it. It's washed in special way, and you installed special demigods in kaupina. And after this, kaupina works like it should work. And 33 million demigods in this kaupina take place. And he takes this from spirit, from his sannyas guru, this cloth. And he also can take yogopata. Yogopata, this is special, how it's called in English, fartuk. You see the sannyasi, they wear in this yogopata. It's part of kurta instead of kurta. But now we mixed kurta and yogopata, they wear in together. And he got this sannyas mantra. And he got a new name. How we can see, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't change name of sannyasi. He just leave this name, and just if sannyasi was grihastha before, he add Goswami. If he was all life brahmachari, he just add Swami, like this. In our time, we don't strictly follow this, but classical the name was changed, and there was four parts of name. The first, he get the way, bhakti. Before, he bhakti means way which is going this person, the bhakti way. The next name, there is a special 100 and names which can get the sannyasi. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these special names, they are given, you can find there. I don't remember, I think in Adi Lila, somewhere there. This, and one of these 180 names, this sannyasi should get, like Govinda, like Damodar, like Tirtha, like etc. And Mayavadi, they have only 10 names. 10. Sarasvati, Tirtha, I don't remember more of sannyasi, Mayavadi. And Vaishnav, they have 108. And third name of sannyasi is special name, which is shows your mood or your special activity. And fourth name is title like Swami or Goswami, which means he controls his senses. So for example, Bhakti, Rasayana, Sagara, Swami. So Bhakti is the way, Rasayana is his special name which shows his qualities, and Sagara is one of 108 names sannyasi, and Swami is title. For example, this is the classical name of sannyasi. But what is the main thing of this? Why Srila Prabhupada give the sannyas? Why he took sannyas, and why this all happened? Why have brahmacharis, this all ashramas? This all things because of preaching. We need it just because of preaching. If you want to preach, you can take sannyas. But if you don't want to preach, it not matter, it not necessary you to get sannyas. So in our movement, we are all sannyasis. Grihasthas, they are also sannyasi. Brahmachari, they are also acting like sannyasis. And vanaprastha, they are also acting like sannyasis. We are all preaching. Brahmachari, they always preaching. The grihasthas, they also trying to preach. And sannyasi, he dedicate all his life to preach. So in this preaching mood, we all can become the sannyasa. Once I have dream, I will tell you this dream and I will finish with it. In this dream I saw like how I took sannyas from Srila Govinda Swami Maharaj. And I was afraid, why? I don't want. And I told this dream to my spiritual master. And I saw 3 times this dream when I had taken sannyas. I would just wake up and this sannyasa close. Where is my wife? Where is my daughter? What's happening with me? It was scary. But I asked spiritual master and he told, sannyas should be in your heart, not in your body. So you just need to preach. And that's how you will become a sannyasi. Some devotee, they asking my spiritual master, when you will take sannyas? No, before he become a spiritual master, 12 years ago, his spiritual master, His Holiness Srila Japataka Swami Maharaj, he asked him, I want you to become guru, to accept disciples. And he asked Guru Maharaj, I need to take sannyas for this. He said, no, I want you to stay grihastha because we need the example of grihasthas who can preach and also be guru. So I don't want you to take sannyas. And so he's more than like vanaprasthas, they travel. But he still preach. And you know, when his Vesapuja is going in Mayapur, for example, and the old thousands of devotees, they come in, and some Hindu devotees, they come and they're a little bit shocked because he's Grihastha, he's sitting on Vesasana, and there's for both sides the sannyasis standing and making this puja, making chamara, and they, why this man in white and sannyasis for both sides sitting, because he is sannyasi in his heart also. So we should take sannyasi in our heart, and this means that we sacrifice this body, how Dadichi do, to the movement of Srila Prabhupada. If we do like this, we'll be the perfect preachers, perfect sannyasis. Hare Krishna. Maybe a short question I can ask, answer. Or we have finished our time, yes? One question I can ask, if, yes. No questions. Okay. Shall Prabhupada ki jai.